This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live today at Shell Shack on Henderson, saying hi to Tolos, handing out flags. We got about 20 left, so, and this is the last allotment of the 2025 Texas flag-themed edition of the G-Bag Nation flag, and Shell Shack's a great place to come watch some sports, get something delicious to eat and drink. They got $3 Crown Royal during all games. They got specials for Tuesday. Just crushed a shrimp basket myself, and we're off and running here to the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., there's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion, Lucius Alexander, back home in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Woolchuck and she a follower here. Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us every day, 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And it is a trade deadline Tuesday, if you will. Trey Wingo got the party started. According to sources, the Cowboys have made inquiries with the Raiders about a potential trade for Max Crosby. He just turned 28 years old, just like a month ago. Now, my understanding on this, and maybe Broadus can jump on here and confirm or deny this. I think he's signing a G-Bag Nation flag right now. But my understanding on the Max Crosby rumor is this is preliminary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is maybe people in the organizations talking, but this isn't necessarily it getting to the highest levels and Jerry's on the phone with Mark Davis, you know, trying to hammer out the final details, something like that. But this is fun, and it's starting to feel like the 24 hours leading up to the Micah Parsons trade, where suddenly things just, everywhere you turn, people were talking about it. Insiders were saying, I won't be surprised now if this happens. Brian, what's your understanding of the Cowboys' interest in Max Crosby?
Yeah, I think right now the Cowboys are, Trey Wingo, who's really well-connected with a lot of
folks. With the Raiders, big time.
Yeah, he's very connected. Now, the question you have to ask yourself, Dawson, is this coming from front office or is this coming from the coaching staff? My belief is it's probably coming from the coaching staff is what's going on here. So until it's the front office, then you know how serious. But I think they're floating ideas right now. Like, hey, what would it mean if we were to, you know, these coaches get on the phone with each other and start talking about potential where it would be. Now, like I say, Trey very dialed in to what's going on around the league. On the Cowboys end of it, this appears to be news to them. So they're in that mode. I think they are interested in trade opportunities, and I think they're open to opportunities, and I think they're open to, like, okay, what is it going to cost us to be in the game? I think they're open to those opportunities. But right now, I think Trey is kind of reporting this from the Raiders' end of things and not so much what the Cowboys' end of it is.
I'll tell you this. If Jerry is still anywhere in his mind involved in an ego battle about the Micah Parsons thing, there's no better way to fly a middle finger up to Green Bay than add Max Crosby. I think at that point, chances are 50-50. You end up with the later first-round pick. What does Max Crosby do for this Cowboys team as far as shoring up their weaknesses on defense and put them in a position to be a contender?
Man, he's a two-way player for sure. He's getting pressure on the quarterback. He's dominant in the run game. He rarely leaves the field, and that could catch up with him a little bit later on in his career, but you'd have him for this season and then two more seasons after that under his current contract. And what he can do from a pressure standpoint to help your back end, right? I think that's been a huge problem for the secondary. Not only have they just not played well, and you can say what you want about Eberflus and the way he's approached it from his own standpoint, but bottom line is when you don't get pressure, man, you're leaving your corners and your safeties out to dry. Yeah. So I think the best way to start helping everything, everybody benefiting, is right there on the D-line with a guy who helps you in the run game and as a pass rusher.
Yeah, I mean, you get Crosby. I think at that point I would say you still need a middle linebacker. You know, depending on how well or not well Kenneth Murray Jr. plays over the next couple of weeks, maybe that could influence that decision. But if I wanted to be like, okay, now this defense actually does look good, you plug a middle linebacker in there, I think you're done.
If you had a middle linebacker, say you played with somebody like the Sanborn or James, but now you've got
Overshown,
Crosby, James, maybe. Yeah. I think you got some guys that are going to kind of get after you there. I agree with you, Dawson, though. If you could find a way to make the trade on or to identify a linebacker or pair somebody up with Overshown, I think that would be ideal for me. I just still feel like the linebacking group is, you know, we'll see with getting Overshown back. But, man, if there was somebody out there that we're not talking about, I know you like your guy there with Cleveland.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
Devin Bush.
You know, what is Cleveland in a give up yet mode? We'll see. But I would clearly make a call about him. I would be in on the Max Crosby stuff if it was me. And then I would just hope that this 21-day window that Overshown is out there and has no issues at all as he's practicing.
Yeah, I wonder if Overshown coming back makes them less inclined to go get a linebacker. And I know that's not solving all your problems. But that, plus you have the possibility, like I've talked about at corner, with those bodies getting back, I don't know how high linebacker and corner would be. I still think they need that. Maybe that's the spot that they end up saying, okay, I think it looks like a pretty good draft right now in the first two rounds at linebacker. That might be where you address that spot. You're not able to do that at the deadline. But Crosby, to me, I mean, and you also got to factor in, it's Kenny Clark and Max Crosby.
Yeah.
I think that's better than just having Micah Parsons, right? Yeah. And again, Kenny Clark led your team in pressures last week. I understand Carolina, it was a horrible performance by him, and it was by the rest of the defensive tackles. But Max Crosby's one of those leadership guys. He's a local product, Colleyville heritage. Bring him back home. I do think it makes your defense. And with how good this offense is, we're talking about, can you take 3 points? Can you take a touchdown off the board by making that move for Crosby? And that can really be the big difference for you in winning and losing games.
Yeah,
you just got to wonder what other things are going to shake loose here over the next couple of weeks. Like, Houston's got a damn good defense. They got a couple of good linebackers, don't they? E.J. Speed, Tarleton State.
Yeah.
Al Shaier is their middle linebacker, and he's been very good throughout the course of his career. So there's a lot of things to talk about there. Adam Schefter can contribute to this a little bit. He said, as the trade deadline approaches 2 weeks from today, the Cowboys will be a team to watch.
I think so. Yeah. I do. I think they're a team. Now, maybe they're not picking up the phone like we'd like them to, but I think that if teams are starting to kind of churn that, okay, hey, we're not going anywhere, let's call Dallas. And I think Dallas is going to be on everybody that's interested in moving somebody. Dallas is going to get a call.
Yeah, I love that, and I think, you know, to Wolchuk's point about maybe you could address linebacker in the draft in spring, this is about 2025.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've been talking forever about how this team needs to do what it can to make more of an all-in push, a real all-in push to one of these seasons to give yourself the best possible shot. You don't know how long Dak's going to stay healthy. You've never seen him play quite this well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be the tone. Like, is there any way inside the building that we can preserve our year-to-year strategy while also making more of a push right now? And you couldn't draw up a better situation for it with the space and the picks you have.
Yeah, you do not know how long you're going to have George Pickens either.
No.
You don't know that. I mean, you know, you're in a situation. And Jerry was on with the guys in the afternoon, did a great job with that, of saying, you know, hey, we're talking about all possibilities for George Pickens right now, whether that's tag, sign, trade, whatever. You know, everybody, cap guys are going to talk, pro personnel guys are going to talk, coaches are going to talk. So the fact that they're having these discussions about George Pickens, I think, is a good thing. But you do not know. You're guaranteed to have him through these next, you know, next 10 weeks. After that, who knows?
And you might seriously average over 35 points per game over the next 10 games. So if you are that dang good, now you're drawing up a situation where you could win with an average defense or maybe even slightly less than average defense in the playoffs, especially against this field. The salary cap numbers are fascinating. $20.3 million guaranteed for this year. Again, you could not draw up a better situation to go get a player and still keep in mind how the Cowboys want to not sacrifice too much of their future. In 2026, it's 30. In 2027, it's $29 million. And in 2028, it's 27. And then it ends with another $28 million there in 2029. And the dead cap is not that bad either. It's 18 and 5. $18 million this year in dead cap. And, you know, 2026 is $5 million. Just in case you're looking for an escape hatch.
Sure.
Just in case in the back of your mind you're like, wait a minute, is this guy slowing down? How bad is the knee? Is he going to be one of those, you know, guys that can continue to dominate into his 30s? You never know until you get there.
Well, and they're at the NFL owners meetings are going on right now, right?
In New York, right.
And, you know, the NFL loves their storylines. We got the Micah Parsons return to Dallas, and that drew crazy ratings. Well, the Cowboys play Arizona on Monday Night Football. Next day is the trade deadline. Cowboys have their bye week. Who do they come out and play after their bye week?
Raiders.
At the Raiders. So you make a trade for Crosby. You got your bye week. You get him in practice, working with the team, getting ready to go and play his former team. The headlines there, the NFL and ESPN would absolutely love that for a Monday Night Football game.
I'm smelling a 30 rating on that game. Well, Chuck, that's value added. And money is the official language of the Jones family. On the Fan this morning, speaking of the Jones family, he talked about the trade deadline, saying what's realistic is if we see an opportunity, we are in good shape as we've ever been to improve our team. He said if there were a trade, it will be because it fits us. And to fit, there's got to be a reason why the player would leave that we're interested in going forward with, and it would have to fit us in terms of our plans on our roster, the financial and everything that goes with that. Just because we played well, all of a sudden everybody thinks, boy, you're in the hunt, so it's time to go out and gather up all this talent that's waiting around out here on the trees to add to it now that we feel good, that we can be more competitive. That's not realistic. He says what is realistic is that if we do see an opportunity, we're as good a shape as we've ever been to make it happen. And, you know, that's just, again, I don't think you can be serious about building for the long term and the now in the NFL. There's a price to be paid for winning now. And if you are of the opinion that, no, there's not, and we can hang on to all of our dry powder into the future, yada, 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 then I think you are going to continue to rob this team of great opportunities to win a Super Bowl. You know, this team does a lot of stuff great, Brian. And when they're winning, we talk about it.
Yes.
Maybe they didn't draft as well under Mike McCarthy as they did under Jason Garrett, but they amassed so much dang talent in the 2010s. They had multiple shots to go for it.
They did.
And the most they ever did was add Amari Cooper, which saved them from, you know, a 3-5 season. They end up making the playoffs. But, you know, to me, that's the right context to look at this. If we had Amari Cooper and go from two games under 500 to, a decent playoff team, what would adding even better players with an offense like this do? And then, you know, once you're on the other side of that, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. Like the Saints late in Sean Payton's career didn't work out.
Yeah.
That's the risk you got to accept. Like, we got to go for it, risk part of the future, and this might not work out, and we'll have to live with that. But what did the championships of the 70s and the 90s do for this thing? It made it so damn popular that 30 years later, it's still the number one team in all of American sports. We can't assume that's going to remain the case, though. We got to get a Super Bowl in here to refortify this fan base that's really damn frustrated. And, you know, let's be honest. You know, Jerry Jones isn't going to be around forever pimping the media news cycle like he is. I don't know how much longer he's even going to be capable of it, how much longer he'll be clever enough to hit all the right buttons. So, you know, in a situation like that, you got to build being the most popular by actually going out and winning, like when Jerry bought the team. And you've made so many win-now moves, like the George Pickens thing.
The win-now move.
That's a win-now move. That's a rental player. You just kind of let that go by the wayside for no reason and have an offense that is an absolute juggernaut right now. You have your quarterback under contract. That was a win-now move. CeeDee Lamb, win-now move. Tyler Smith, all these guys that you've paid. You cannot waste a season with an offense this awesome and a quarterback playing this well.
Yeah. Even if you end up feeling like the Mariners when the season's over.
Yeah, it's still worth it.
We'd all chalk it up to a win. 100%. If they go heavy on trades right now and then they go to the NFC Championship game and lose, that's a win.
I mean, even the Rangers made the big swing. You'll get Cliff Lee. Well, you had your first ever World Series appearance out of it. Did he stay? No, he didn't. But I don't think any Ranger fan, I wouldn't go back and say don't make that move because you weren't able to keep him around. Same thing with Monty. You end up winning the World Series out of it. You just don't know. You know, I think it's worth going for it and trying.
They weren't really ever in it again until they threw down the cash for Simeon and Seager and DeGrom, and you know everything flowed from there. But it's got to take some sort of a commitment and some sort of a risk. Jerry knows that. He loves that word, risk. We got the G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side. Then we'll get to Wolchuk's Top 10 and 220 as we broadcast live from the Shell Shack on Henderson. We do have your G-Bag Nation flags while they last. Shell Shack, an incredible place to come watch the game. Late night happy hour, half off starters and handhelds and $3 domestic drafts. If you love the shell food as much as we do here in the G-Bag Nation, Shell Shack in Dallas is a can't-miss destination. Well, Chuck, where's the top 10 going?
All right, in honor of Glenn Powell's 37th birthday, if you've watched the new show that he's got on Hulu, let me know. But we've got the top 10 TV series about sports. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Next in the nation.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at Shell Shack here on Henderson in Dallas, handing out the last of the 2025 G-Bag Nation flags. We also have some Salute to Service Crown Royal goodies that you can pick up here. Shell Shack, a tremendous place to come and fellowship and eat and drink, and we're having a feast here. I'd love to have you join us. Okay, the top 10 here in just a second. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, let's go back into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has a G-Bag of the Day champion.
I do. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. Replay the champ right about here. You don't want to miss it at 5:30. I got some John Blaze for you.
Let's go.
All right, this is day number one going for two of this champion audio sound boy. Shout out to Tolo Christopher Borden. Shout out to you, sir. He put me onto this longtime Cowboys fan, Miss Gonzalez. Yeah, girl. She was not a fan of how they were treating Dak out there on that field. Let's go live.
Yeah, look at that son of a bitch, Commander, what he does to my quarterback. He's a f***ing ass. Legal my ass. He almost killed my quarterback. Kick him out of the game.
Yeah.
Kick him out.
Okay. F***ing 55 f***ing hit. Get him out of there.
Yeah. Let them know.
Yeah. Always playing nasty, even when they were the Washington Redskins. They always have to keep doing that kind of shit. Yeah. Damn right I'm mad. That's uncalled for. Yeah, look what he did. He almost took his head off.
Man, get this lady a live stream or something. You know what I'm saying?
She's awesome.
Have her host.
Yeah, she's about to get sponsorships and everything. Now, that's a wrap.
I love it.
She was so mad she put a T on the end of Matt. I love it. Let's do this. We're live at Shell Shack. Here's Wolchuk with his top 10.
Let's do it. Happy birthday to a fellow Texan, Glenn Powell, turning 37 today. Now, Glenn Powell has a new show, Chad Powers, out, which is based on the Eli Manning character.
Yeah.
Ball sacked, I think it was Penn State football, where he went undercover as Chad Powers. And was trying out to make the team, but it was really Eli Manning. So they've created a TV show where Russ Holiday, which is Glenn Powell's character, and if you've seen any of it, it basically he had a terrible, tragic moment in his final ever college game as a quarterback of Oregon, and he is a D-bag that has pretty much been written off by the sports world, and now he's trying to get back in after basically. The XFL, the UFL, all these other leagues are like, we don't want any part of you. He's like, how can I get back my football career? So he is now trying to join the fish of, I think it's West Georgia or something, and his character's Chad Powers.
I called their game this past week in West Georgia.
It's a good, overall, I like it.
How did Powers look?
He was a little shaky.
He was a little
that
shaky
Tarleton
out there.
Tarleton defense is pretty good.
Yeah, they're the real deal.
It's an entertaining show. Easy watch. Like, you're talking maybe 30-minute episodes. There was only five out. I think the fifth one just came out today. But if you've watched it, let me know what you think of Chad Powers, 877-881-1053.
He sounds more unlikable than even Bo Callahan. Draft day.
I think
nobody's shown up to this guy's birthday party.
Yeah, no, 100%. Russ Holiday is a bleep hole.
Was the Eli bit like a rollout for this, or was that like the genesis of the idea?
It was the idea.
The idea,
genesis.
Yeah.
And so now they were workshopping, like, could this end up being a series?
Yeah.
And Hulu picked it up, and they've been in development. And I think I think the Mannings are actually producers of the show.
I would like it more if Eli was the star character.
So Eli did have, I think it was the second episode, he was one of the coaches. They played against Ole Miss, and he was one of the coaches on the sideline. Like, who the bleep is this guy? Yeah. Chad Powers. So they did give Eli a little bit of screen time. But, it would have been funny if they had Eli reprise his role, but instead they went with, I guess, the proven actor in Glenn Powell. But, yeah, Ross Holiday, total bleep hole. I mean, he's probably one of the most hated, I think, fake fiction characters in sports history. I'd recommend it. Worth a watch. But 877-88 South Georgia Catfish. Thank you, 254. 877-881-1053. What do you think are the best television shows about sports? And yes, Chad Powers is a moron. I mean, the character that he has tried to create here, I can't really even describe.
Is that cocaine quarterback, or is that a different thing?
Okay, that's a totally different thing.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know
what's
going on.
And cocaine quarterback.
That's
a documentary.
That's cocaine.
Three episodes of a USC kid. Dude, this guy was a volleyball player at USC. Walked on to the USC football team in their prime. Like, we're talking Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, like Carson Palmer had just won the Heisman. They're winning national championships. This guy, 6'5", ended up going out there, ran like a 4.3 something. and just wowed everybody at this tryout and ends up walking onto the football team. And through all these connections, he ends up essentially being a drug mule for a massive cartel in Mexico. And it's Doc, three episodes long, also on Hulu. Would totally recommend you checking that out. But yes, different. Both shows
okay.
on Hulu, though, and focus quarterbacks. Again, Lucius, in the family.
Yeah, I thought he, you know, became like TCU's quarterback or something like that. That was the end of the story or whatever. I don't remember.
Yeah, he. I think he's still in jail right now.
I just think these. Oh, that's a good pull. What was that? I can't remember that dude's name, but
Boykin. Was it Boykin?
Boykin was the the quarterback before the bowl game.
Yeah, but he did. There was a TCU.
There was another one that got busted for like weed or something like that.
It was a linebacker.
Like a cartel.
The linebacker, I thought, got in trouble too.
There were several players, like Brandon Carter. Was another guy from Euless Trinity that went to TCU that I think got kicked off the program for something related to that.
Highly regrettable. They basically launched a drug investigation on their own campus into their football team for some guys selling 40 bags of weed.
Yeah.
It was really horrible.
Eastbound and Down is an honorable mention. That's getting some texts in right now.
Well, Chuck, 972 is correct. The only right answer here is Blue Mountain State.
Ah, Blue Mountain State, incredible show.
Oh, my
Are they bringing Blue Mountain State back? Is that happening? I've been hearing whispers that could be a thing.
Thad Castle is still in his prime. It would make sense.
He's Reacher now, right?
He's Reacher, yeah.
Just and is admitted to openly taking steroids.
Yes, I appreciate that about him.
Just be honest about it.
I don't care. You're a superhero, dude. Take your steroids.
Do what you got to do.
You're saving lives.
Made the shoe fit.
American Ninja Warrior, honorable mention on here. Best TV series about sports. Ballers with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yes.
And Denzel Washington's son, John David Washington. That was the first thing I'd seen him in, and he's gone on to have an outstanding career.
Ballin'.
You've got O.J., Made in America, which was an awesome series, ESPN Films. One Tree Hill, which I never watched, but was very, very popular, and I guess had basketball tie-ins. Welcome to Wrexham. I stopped Welcome to Wrexham. Have you kept watching
it? No, I watched the first season, got the premise, thought it was pretty cool. Now I like to get updates on how they're doing in the news, chasing more promotions, more good players.
And I think they're pretty much crushing it, right?
Like they're crushing it again.
They've hit every single promotion. Like they were setting records to get like promoted three straight years in a row. I think, are they going for four straight now? Is that where we're at?
I kind of lost track.
Waterboy's a movie, but I do appreciate that. Is it Casey Pascal?
Pahal.
There we go, Lucius. That's who we were looking for. Casey Pahal. Thank you, 817.
The last good one. There was like a quarterback whisperer that worked for him. I think Bassick's related to him. But there was a quarterback whisperer that worked for Gary Patterson, and I think that was the last one that he'd secured for him.
Oh, geez.
And it kind of went downhill from there.
He was good, though. That was a good, for TCU had a shot. Casey Pahal was pretty solid. Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team. Honorable mention. I will say my wife loves the show. Mom loves the show. Super popular. Cheer, that Netflix series, which I did not get into, but was very popular. I think that's a local.
It's more performance art, if you ask me.
Not legit.
I don't think it's a real sport. I don't think so.
Hard Knocks.
Cool dance thing, though.
Hard Knocks had its time.
It did. I think now I'm kind of. Honestly, I loved the in-season Hard Knocks, like the one that they did about the off-season version with the Giants. Unfortunately, they got so upset on the Barkley backlash, but that was so cool, getting to see the behind-the-scenes of the trades, the draft, putting the draft board together, them at the combine. Like, all of that I thought was pretty legit. Unfortunately, I think that the Giants ruined it for everybody. We're never going to get that again.
Well, at least Saquon's not good now. Or the Eagles aren't good blocking for him.
Oh,
both are true.
The lowest in the NFL at rush success rate.
That's crazy.
Hey, Saquon Barkley.
Isn't that not insane?
Dawson, were you thinking about the guy who worked for Justin Fuente?
I don't know his name.
He went to Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin Fuente was a quarterback at Oklahoma with all that group, then went to TCU, then got the head coaching job at Memphis.
Okay. Right.
But I think that's your guy you're thinking of right there.
He was on a roll.
Yeah. Justin Fuente.
903 said, somebody tell Dawson cheerleading is very competitive and very athletic and is very much a sport.
I mean, it's very athletic. Some of these gals that they're doing the tumbles and the flips, you need to pull them out and put them like on a softball diamond. That'd be a hell of a shortstop, maybe a center mid in soccer, flag football. Like, they are some of the most athletic people in the entire world. Do not get me wrong, but it's a scored competition. You know, I don't get it. I don't like the half pipe in skateboarding, for example. That is more performance art that we're kind of scoring. I don't think there's any real competition going on. That's mano v mano.
Like, Lucius, is it rhythmic gymnastics? Is that where they're dancing with the ribbon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it.
They're doing the Will Ferrell joint.
Yeah, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Rhythmic gymnastics,
yes.
For sure.
That's kind of what you're comparing. Like, I don't know. Is this,
yep.
So
same category.
You don't think gymnasts are athletes in a sense like that? What are you doing? Because they're scored and they're doing it on their own. And they're kind of going against their own record.
Paint me in a corner pretty good here, but no, I would say they are athletes,
okay.
But they're not playing a sport.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, he's just urinating
Jeez.
In that corner. Just back to bend in the corner and just started peeing all over himself.
I'm just getting started.
This has created quite the battle on the text line. We got 903 cheers. Not a sport. I tell my daughter that all the time, and she's four.
Yeah.
Truly,
there you
absolutely
go.
Not a sport. Surely paid for my daughter's college education at UTA, said somebody else.
Amazing. You know, you can get scholarships for academics, too. You know, that doesn't mean it's a sport.
Fishing as well. I found that out as I was
really
no longer eligible for college. I said, damn, you can go to college for fishing?
Like, that's, San Jose State has one of the best fishing teams in the country.
Yeah, shout out to Navarro College. That's where Cheer was based out of. Your top 10 best TV series about sports in honor of Chad Powers.
Hey, can I throw one in there?
Yeah, please.
There's a TV show used to come on Saturday mornings called Hang Time, about a high school basketball squad. Anthony Anderson was on the squad. They had a girl on the squad. I don't know her name. Uh-huh. Dick Buckus was like one of the coaches. Reggie Theus was one of the coaches. It was fantastic. And then also the Lakers HBO show that they killed.
Winning Time.
Yeah, that was a great
show. Oh, man. Number nine.
You guys told me to watch that, and then I didn't watch it, and all of a sudden I started seeing the clips.
And it's so good.
The clips,
and I was like, wait a minute, what did I miss here?
The casting is amazing.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
And it just got better. Like, I thought the second season was better than the first season. And they decided we're moving on.
And ESPN had this thing called Playmakers.
I remember Playmakers.
That was fantastic.
Is it true that it was too real?
I think so.
That's why they kind of had to.
I think so. Yeah, it had the dad from BMF in there.
Yeah, I think ESPN's relationship with the NFL, that was like one of the first major points of influence for them.
Hey, the Fourth and Long show was pretty fire.
Fourth and Long, very good.
Jesse Holley, Andrew Hawkins. I was locked in on that.
That was badass. All-American at number 10. I've not watched that. I think that's a Netflix series. Winning Time was at 9. A show called Swagger at number 8. And it was loosely based on KD's life. I actually didn't even hear about this.
Kevin Durant, wow.
Yeah. Called Swagger. 30 for 30 in general comes in at number 7. 30 for 30s are all badass.
Yeah,
what do you got?
I'm laughing at Lucius's Reggie Theus. He played Coach Bill Fuller.
Yeah, bro.
Bill Fuller.
Bill Fuller. And then Dick Butkus was Mike Kankowski or something like that.
Yeah. Kankowski.
Kankowski.
And then NBA Inside stuff used to come on right after this, and it was time to go hoop.
Yeah.
It was time to go hoop.
Yep, get you hyped up, bro.
Yep. 6 is the league.
Okay, yes.
League,
thank you. I'm so glad this is getting the respect that
I
it deserves.
So good.
What platform can you even watch that on now? Because I would. I
Hulu.
Would.
I think it's on Hulu.
Is on, man, Hulu's
I think
crushing.
It's on Hulu, yeah. Because it was an FX show, and I think most of FX stuff is on Hulu. 5 is GLOW.
The original?
Yes.
80s female wrestler show.
That's good. That's good.
I think it was a league in the 80s, and then they made a show about it.
Yes.
Okay.
Cobra Kai is at 4.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in myself for not following up on that because Karate Kid was one of my favorite movies, and 2. You know, Karate Kid 2 is a very underrated movie when it comes to sports, and I just haven't followed up on that Cobra Kai as much as I should have.
Man, 817, shout out to Friday Night Tykes. That show was wild. We just had somebody coming in and was talking about it's the parents in youth sports. Man, Friday Night Tykes, it was definitely the parents. I mean, they kind of made the show with the drama, but it was insane. Some of the stuff that went down there, we're talking about like 8-year-old kids in middle school. The Last Dance at 3, great show. Ted Lasso at 2, but number 1. Best TV show, series about sports, Friday Night Lights.
I thought that was a movie.
They made it a
show. Show.
Show. Which fought being canceled, I think, the first 3 years that it was on. But shout out to Tim Riggins.
Thought it was a movie.
Tim Riggins, one of the best characters ever.
Right on. Thank you, Wolchuk. Top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Shell Shack with your Chicago Bulls.
All righty. You want a great place to watch Cowboys game? It's Shell Shack right here. They have $3 Crown Royal during all games, as a matter of fact. Doesn't matter what night of the week it is. If there's a game going on, $3 Crown Royals during all games. $3 10-ounce Miller Lite drafts as well. So they got the best deals and some incredible wings and shrimp baskets that I can attest to. Just crushed one. Chief, what are we doing next?
Sounds of the Sports Day featuring George Pickens, RG3, and Marcus Freeman on the thrusting. Next in the name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Thank you, Lucius. We are back at Shell Shack. We just gave away our last G-Bag Nation flag of 2025. Salute to the gentleman that picked that up. If you are coming by, we do have some pretty cool Cowboys salute to service. Like, is this like a liquor sippy cup? I'm putting it on the webcam right now.
Yes, dude. I mean, that is like a mock Crown Royal glass bottle, which is iconic. But it's got the straw built in, and you can, I mean, make your own, choose your own cocktail destiny with that.
A water bong with that sucker.
Yeah, good call.
Crown Royal has, they have jerseys. They have quite a few things here for you today. As they're a proud sponsor here of the Shell Shack, the home of our broadcast location for this Tuesday. And here's the Chief with some more sporting.
Yes, sir. Sounds of the Sports Day. We got some goodies up in here for you. And I would like to start in the world of college football, where RG3 is completely disrespecting the Utah kicker, trying to get the onside kick late in the game. Do we still have a chance? Take it away, RG3.
Onside kick, the game on the line. There it goes, and it's kicked by Utah. Utah football, but it looked like it hit a Ute player first. This should be BYU football, and the game over.
Yeah, Jason, that kick was cheeks.
I'm telling you, man, every week he is just doing bits. I mean, we need to go back. I need to try and find some of the stuff he was doing with that Tech game against Houston a couple weeks ago, because he was loving Cameron Dickey.
You know, I think RG3 is absolutely in his bag. I think what has happened here is he's always been a talented broadcaster, and he's leaning more into just be yourself and the irreverency of that's happening across sports media with the different podcasts and the Pat McAfee show. And it's making it better. It's making it more entertaining. Like, sports broadcasting was so stuffy for a long, long time, and it's just relaxing. I think it's getting better and better every year. And guys like RG3 is a big part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got knocked off ESPN because of a budgetary situation.
Yeah, they let him
right?
go. Yeah,
he got caught up in the cuts and stuff like that.
And now he's
He's on Fox.
I think they had to clear money to pay Steven and Pat, I think.
Yes. And I think he's
40 people each time.
The second, he's like the number two crew on their college football stuff now on Fox.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty well.
I've always kind of liked him when he was doing the broadcast and stuff. I thought he brought something a little bit different element. He tried to teach you about the game and why. And I kind of liked his pregame stick where, like, he was running with, like, the, you know, Ralphie for the Buffalo.
Yeah.
And he was, like, trying to run. I mean, he was – I mean, RG3 could still run.
He can.
And he was, like, he was hauling the mail with Ralphie, the Colorado Buffalo. But he always kind of did fun things like that, you know.
Lively.
Yeah. I don't know why, but, hey – they didn't like him at ESPN. I thought he did a solid job.
Well, we like our guy George Pickens here with the Dallas Cowboys. This recirculated on Sunday thanks to Brandon Lorie. This is a clip from our conversation with George Pickens back in Oxnard at training camp. Broadus was asking him about the key to tracking balls in the air, and George Pickens gave us like a sports science on how he goes about it.
Key to it is looking up. A lot of people go here, look back, and try to see where the cue is.
Yeah.
The best thing is to look up. And then based off the trajectory, I play punt return, so if the ball is turning over
like this, there it is.
Yeah. It's going to go farther. And then if it's a cue gets hit, it's wobbly, it's going to die out. You see what I mean?
So
you can really make – that's really why I make a lot of catches, because you can really make every catch if you know the ball trajectory.
Yeah. How much do you feel the defender when you're doing this? I mean, do you just have that a sense of where he is on your body?
Yeah.
To be able to track and then to be able to contort the way you do.
Yeah. While the DB is on you, you kind of want to have your body as, I say, dead as possible. Like you see what I mean? So he never knows what you can actually stop. You can run a stop route. He'll never know where a route's coming. But as far as the ball trajectory, he also won't know when you're catching it, because he's like, are you see what I mean? And with me knowing the trajectory, I know where it's going to be at all the time.
I love it. It reminds me of the story of Jerry Lucas, the former Laker. I think you got to go back to the 60s for Jerry Lucas, but he's spoken in documentaries and stuff. He has the record for 40 boards in a single game, average 15 for his career, right?
Damn.
And what he would talk about is he could look up and see the ball and see the rim and know where it was going to hit and then just go over there. And and oftentimes be the first person, you know, standing and waiting for the ball.
Rodman
did a lot of that too.
Rodman was done that. Yeah, he knew where it hit on the iron and where to go and, you know, position himself.
Man, it's just incredible when you think about, like,
I was fanboying him, asking him questions about
that. It was an amazing answer, like the geometry of it all. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was so thoughtful. You know, he's gone next level with this. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just like God's making him in the lab, and he's like, not only physically am I going to make you perfect for ball catching, everything about you physically, but also I'm going to give you sort of the brain power behind how to actually do this. Like, just a perfect package for being an absolute super beast.
That first catch he made early in the game down the sidelines where he was able to get the knee down, you could see that he's tracking. He catches it, but he knows how to crumple his body. I use the word crumple, but just he knew I had to get down quick, because he was trying to find the sideline. So he's thinking, I'm not sure about my feet, but I'm sure if I can maybe get my knee down and then get my feet, because you could see it the whole time. He's thinking, catch it or track it, catch it, get small, you know, and don't run out of bounds or, you know, give your quarterback an incomplete pass because you didn't do everything right.
It's that, you know, and I think just the overarching theme of it is being able to do two things at the same time.
Right.
Like, you know, the rubbing your belly and patting your head thing, and some kids are going to be genius level at that. And they're like, what are you talking about? This is easy. And some kids are really going to struggle with it. But he can do so many things. He can be pushing off while looking at the ball, aware of where the sideline is. It's like 360-degree awareness and just the vision of – and then obviously the physical skills to go out and execute that. But that to me is the biggest difference maker, you know, with him, is being able to manage what's right in front of him. He's got his hands on, but a sixth sense of what's around him.
And part of the reason why you might think he's better than CeeDee Lamb, right? I mean,
yeah, I can't tell who's better. You know, I debuted this horrible take yesterday, I guess 22 hours ago. But if you can only keep one of them, I do think considering trading CeeDee Lamb would be the smart play here. He's missed significantly more games than Pickens.
Well, speaking of trading star Cowboys, I'd like to take you to Green Bay.
Hey, can I say something about Pickens real quick? Just a quick observation, if you will.
Please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I like my man when he tries to make a play after the catch.
Yeah.
Because what looks to be a stiff arm, just becomes a mush in somebody's face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It looks like it's going to be a stiff arm, and it just becomes a get the hell out of my face.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I think that. He decided I'm not going to fight like after the play or during the play anymore. I'm only going to fight when I have the ball in my hands because now it's legal.
Exactly. Yeah. And we respect that about old Georgie. Okay, Matt LaFleur, Packers head coach after the Packers win over the Cardinals. Micah had a dominant day. He's in the middle of his presser. All of a sudden, PR lets the media members know Micah's available to speak now. And then the media members started feeling bad, like, wow, I'm just going to leave the coach right now. Yeah. And they had a funny little interaction.
And really happy for our guys.
Hey, guys, real quick, Micah's going to do an offer. So if you're waiting on Micah here, he's going to do an offer.
He had a career night. I mean, I don't blame you, Rob.
You're like a dick.
That's right.
So you,
can he say that?
He did.
Is that Rob Domofsky?
Yeah, yeah, Domofsky's like, I'm kind of an a-hole for doing this. And then he called himself the D word as well.
Can I say that?
That's like when the wife tells you, no, it's fine. You can go out with your friends all weekend long drinking and watching football.
It's fine.
Gosh, I don't even know what that sounds like. Those words have never left my wife's lips. All right, let's go ahead.
Well, she would never mean it anyways.
No, that's for sure.
Sounds like an honest woman.
Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame head coach, on with Bustin' with the Boys. They're talking about after Notre Dame's win over USC, at one point, Jeremiah Love, maybe the best running back in the country, scores a touchdown, and he does the thrusting of the actual field. Mm-hmm. He started making love to the end zone, okay, which I think is sort of a dream for all of us.
I think it's beautiful.
And this was the interaction Marcus Freeman had with the Bustin' with the Boys fellas.
So I get a call from my wife last night, and she said, yeah, the boys, we have – three kids, 12 and under, three boys, 12 and under. And she said they were doing something where they were thrusting the floor. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, I went up to the boys and said, what are you guys doing? They said, this is the J Love celebration. She said, whoa, that's totally inappropriate. And so I had the clip sent to me because I didn't even know this happened. And there he was celebrating.
There he was
in the end zone. So I'm going to make sure that gets into our Wiseman plays today.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
TV. Yeah.
That is awesome.
You need to play that clip and then just have a still photo of your kids and be like, this is who you're affecting.
So Coach Freeman's sons are now imitating Jeremiah Love with the banging of the field celebration. How about that?
That's awesome.
I love it. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir. All righty. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We're live at Shell Shack on Henderson in Dallas. And happy hour is every day, 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. So you're in the midst of happy hour. You can get $9 for six wings, $10 for six oysters. They got a delicious spinach dip. They got a jalapeno hush puppies, fried okra. They got it all here at the Shell Shack on Henderson. And we'll come back with Dalton Wasserman, PFF. We'll reset you on the speculation around Max Crosby. Ask him how much would Max help these Cowboys, and how reliable are these PFF scores? We'll get into all of that coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.